Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Major crash officers want to speak to witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage as they investigate a fatal crash in Perth South. A 51-year-old cyclist has died after colliding with a ute on Lakes Road in Greenfields around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The 22-year-old driver wasn't injured. Firefighters have spent the night strengthening containment lines after flames sparked up in North Beach in Perth's northern suburbs yesterday afternoon. The fire has been downgraded with an advice now in place, and there is no longer a threat to lives or homes. The cause of the fire is not yet known, though it is being treated as suspicious. Overseas, China and Russia have declared their second day of talks a success. President Vladimir Putin says the Beijing peace plan could settle the war if Ukraine is ready, while he and his Chinese counterpart have signed a strategic partnership agreement.
We've signed two program statements, and they fully reflect the nature of Russia-China relations, which are at the highest point of taking the whole history of our two countries.
That translation from Sky News UK. Back home, the locations of new endometriosis and pelvic pain clinics have been released. A total of 20 clinics are being set up across the country, including two in WA, in Murdoch and Albany. They'll each receive around $700,000 in government funding over 4 years. In sport, Eagles midfielders Elliot Yeo and Jai Cully will be put through their paces at training this week to determine their availability for Sunday's clash with the Giants at Optus Stadium. Jeremy McGovern is expected to play, building up to full training over the coming days. And Aussie bowler Nathan Ellis will be back in the green and gold today for Australia's deciding one-dayer against India. Ellis says he loves playing for his country.
I sort of still have to pinch myself sometimes when I'm wearing the Australian colours, so it's a dream.